Good morning, good morning. If you want to grab your seats, that'd be lovely. Well, welcome everybody to Messy Church. We're just going to pray together and then we'll get started. So, I think Jan's going to talk a lot about this today, but for now, just get however you get to pray and let's spend a minute with God. Father God, good morning. We come here today to welcome you into our lives. We know that you're with us and around us all the time, and we thank you for that. Lord, help us old and young to take something today about how we can better pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to head over to Jan before I say anything else she's going to say.
Bonnie, it's lovely to see you. If it's your first Messy Church or your 50th Messy Church, I hope you have as much fun as we always have at Messy Church. But put your hands up if you've never been to one before. I hope you haven't. I've just realised we're doing some painting and I've come in a white shirt. Bit silly. But don't mess up your beautiful clothes. Anyway, we're going to have fun, whatever. Let's pray. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. We pray this morning, Lord, that we'll see you through all our creativity. Awaken something in us that helps us draw closer to you in our fellowship and in our service this morning. And we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. So, our theme this morning is prayer. So we'll probably... not learn more about prayer, but we'll do some activities around prayer. You'll find out this morning that there are lots and lots of different ways to pray, and we'll just examine a few of them this morning. So we are going to I'll just show you a few things that we're going to make. Ooh, let's have a ooh. Oh, come on. Ooh. These are for your prayers. Little pockets, little envelopes to put your prayers inside. Things you might need to pray about. Going to make some of those this morning. This is a cling film way of painting. Very messy. So if you don't want to get really messy, don't go to that table. but it's really good. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, yes, about the prayer. We've set up a little... I know some people just like to pray or just like to talk when they come to Messy Church. So there is a quiet room. We've set up a quiet room in there just for that reason. We've got a prayer tree here, so I've just put a few pointers on that might help you in your prayers, or you can just sit and be quiet. You can do as many of the activities as you want, or as few as you want. Just have fun with Jesus, okay? Brilliant. Tea and coffee. I think there will be tea and coffee, won't there, Pauline? Brilliant. There'll be tea and coffee all morning, so just go up to the hatch. And George has stood there already, eating biscuits. No, is it? Anyway, yeah, get there quick because no biscuits left. anyway, I think I've talked enough now. I'll talk a bit more later. But just have fun. All right, off you go. Okay. Janet's very kindly taken some pictures this morning. So there's some pictures scrolling on the screen. It's been a good morning. So, just a few thoughts. How many of you can remember the first time you were invited to pray? How old were you? See, lots of hands going up there. So, a couple of years ago then, Michael? Yeah. I was just about to ask, how old were you? Where were you? Who were you with? Who invited you to pray? Or when was the first time you prayed aloud? I can remember praying aloud first time in church and it seemed so alien to me. But after I'd prayed, just thought, wow, God's peace is just amazing. I was reading a Messy Church article and I came across a piece that by a woman called Teresa, who just said exactly what I wanted to say this morning. So I'm going to quote her on bits of this talk this morning. So I'm going to give some credit to Teresa from the Messy Church flyer, not the flyer, online flyer thing. So she was invited to Sunday school with a friend. She didn't know anybody else when she got there. She was invited to listen to a prayer and then respond with Amen. The Sunday school teacher wanted her to agree to what she was saying on her behalf. And how odd, she thought. Why is somebody I only met today speaking to someone I've never met on my behalf? Will I ever find out who this Jesus is? When will I meet him? Will he be coming to Sunday school? Will I be able to talk to him myself when he does? Of course, this is Teresa speaking. I had no idea that Jesus already knew me. I had no idea that I actually had a best friend there with me on that first day in Sunday school. I had no idea that that best friend would be there for me in good times, ordinary times, and the worst times. I had no idea that when I grew up, I would become a Sunday school teacher and encourage children to say Amen at the end of the prayers. There are very happy memories of junior churches. You can picture the Sunday school cupboards, smell the woody mustiness, count the pencil cranes in old food tin tubs. And if you look in our junior church cupboard, it's still like that now. Cranes always need sharpening. You can never find a rubber. You can never find things that's never in the right box. The boxes of Bibles, prayer books with curly corners and loose spines, aged appearance indicating years of being held by children, searching for favourite pages. Our messy church cupboards are just like this, but these days the cupboards are probably made of metal. They are upstairs, full of glitter and googly eyes instead of hymn books. There are still hymn books in our junior church cupboard. But as the years move on, we adjust to changes. We embrace different learning styles like messy church. Different numbers come to junior church. People in attendance, leaders change in messy church. Leaders change in junior church. But something never change. Something's never been locked away in a cupboard from one week to the next. Something is out there right now, and it's powerful and amazing. And that's our prayers. We can't halt prayers in any of its forms. It's yours, mine, and everyone's for any time. We can pick it up, share it, write it, shout it, whisper it like we heard about this morning, think it, touch it, hear it, sing it, or say it, create it, borrow it, sign it, or imagine it. Even those who are incarcerated because of their Christian convictions can silently pray. Someone is always listening. In Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, says the Lord. This is a story that Teresa shares. It's about a young child who was visiting her granny. Granny lived in a ground floor flat in a sheltered housing complex, and it had a communal garden. And it was newly planted, and there were plants everywhere, and there was a beautiful rose tree that was in the middle. So it was a beautiful, one of those really floribunda, is it floribunda? The big roses, royal, no, he's a good gardener. One of those big, massive roses. And her little granddaughter came to visit her, and it was the only flower in the garden. And it had one huge pink flower. The little girl was playing on the grass, and she was picking daisies and throwing them up in the air and playing. And as the little girl spotted the rose bush, she began to walk towards the bush. And Granny darted out of the kitchen because she thought she was going to pick the flower. But as the little girl got to the flower, she said, "Well done, God." When do people pray? How can we encourage all ages to pray? And the biggest question of all, why should we pray? God loves us and cares deeply about us, and he calls us into a relationship with him. Even more than that, he wants us to have a deep and long-lasting relationship, a friendship. For healthy friendships to develop, you need to communicate frequently, build trust, Share your concerns and your joys. Prayer is a way we can communicate with God. We are commanded to pray. Pray continually, says Paul in 1 Thessalonians, and we must respond. God seems to be blessing what we share in our messy churches, and we rejoice when we hear about prayer being answered. I've heard a story from David this morning, who told me about a prayer that he prayed with somebody and prayer was answered. We've looked at the fun ways of praying, as well as the quiet, respectful ways to pray. We've included prayer in the craft and the activity times, creating prayer spaces and quiet rooms, and activities for the celebration time and praying all age congregations. We've encouraged the use of imagination and looked at ways of becoming reflective. We all love practical tips and ideas, don't we? And you probably have your own. You might have found a children's prayer that an adult might engage with, or an adult piece of music that a baby might engage with. You might have tried a prayer that didn't work. It doesn't matter. God don't care as long as you're praying. You might find another way, an encouragement, that a prayer, it works best for some people, and you use that quite often. But what we need to encourage each other is to keep trying different ideas, to encourage all ages to pray, and to pray often and in faith that God will answer. Our people in this morning in our congregation may be already praying, may have prayed a prayer this morning. But if we need to introduce people to prayer, let's make it an enjoyable and worthwhile experience. And let's not make any assumptions about children that they don't know to pray and they don't know what Amen means. So let's be open and honest with our children. We can be risky and bold for God. We can create channels of prayerful chatter between our messy church people and God. And God is so amazing that he can hear all of our messy chatter, all at the same time. And I pray that we stay humble in our messy prayers, because our attitude is important. We need to encourage our prayers to come often and to come naturally, rather than from a sense of duty, to ensure that our messy friendships support each other's spirituality and grow deeper with love and respect. For prayer is nothing else than being on terms of friendship, but being on terms of friendship with God. So, I'm going to give you out a handout. You usually have a handout at the end of Messy Church. So this handout is a little envelope. So when you get your envelope home, there'll be a little jigsaw in there that I've cut out, and I've stuck some Bible verses in there. So this is your Bible verse. So you're going to reconnect your heart that's in there to God, and that will be your Bible verse. So you're going to get one of those this morning. If there are people that might have three or four, we'll just give out one per family, if that's all right, if all the children can have one. And then obviously if you want to give some to somebody else, if there are any left, you can take one. We've also got some of the bookmarks left that we had for Mother's Day. So I don't like to see anything go to waste. So if you'd like to take one of those or give it to somebody, then please feel free to do that. So in the next part, we are going to have the Lord's Prayer, but in three different ways. We're going to sing it. I'm going to pray a different version. And then we're all going to sign it. So could some children give these out for me, please? Thank you. All right, has everybody got one? I will leave them there, so if anybody wants another one, just come and get one at the end. So let's pray. Father God, who made the earth, sea, sky, planets, stars, animals and people, you are pretty amazing. Help us to look after the world, be kind and respectful to others, and help us all to reach our full potential for you. Provide food for the hungry, shelter for the homeless, friends for the lonely, and healing for those who are unwell. Help us to say sorry when we've hurt others, and to not hold grudges to those who have hurt or upset us. Help us to always try
and do what is right and not be led into situations that make you and others sad. For with you, all things are possible. Today, tomorrow, next week, and forever. Amen. Thank you for joining in this morning. Hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly have. It's been brilliant. And it's a lovely day before I have to go back to work tomorrow. Anyway, never mind. Sorry? True. Thank you. Shall we just share the grace together before we leave? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.